Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us and starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Hinkle.
That would be a little weird.
Is that right?
It's basketball. It's a basketball area, I'm sure.
It is in Alcorn County.
There you go. They're taking after the butler.
Yeah, there you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's what's for Brian Haydad's dinner tonight. We're doing steaks tonight at the house, so I'm looking forward to that. Weeknight meals are made better and easier with beef. So versatile. There's no recipe you can't plug beef into. If you want to cook Italian, Asian, Cajun, Mexican, beef can be the star of the show. If you're looking for recipes, they've got them at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever it is you're looking for, maroon and white. Interlocking, state script, M over S, hoodies, polos, hats, t-shirts, tags for the car, gear for, you know, flags for the house, whatever it is, they've got it all at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, full by the half shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon around lunchtime, if you want to get a blue plate, if you are a true Southerner, you want to get that meat and vegetables and cornbread, the best place to do it is Restaurant Tyler. Robbie and I love a trip to Restaurant Tyler for the blue plate, and you will too. If you're here around lunchtime, it's an easy choice. Head over to Main Street and grab lunch at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks over at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State, Florida, game tomorrow, 3:15 kickoff in the swamp. In the swamp. Right in my swamp. Jeff Lebby, why are you in my swamp? I wasn't planning on doing that, but it just hit me all of a sudden.
The fairy tale creatures are
is
the staff that Billy Napier's assembled.
Yeah, something like that. So
you remember whenever
Scott Strickland, Lord Farquhar. He's tall though.
He's kind of tall. I don't know who would fit that. But you remember when he first got there? Like they kept he had this huge staff. And they just kept adding people onto the staff. And they're like, man, this is impressive. Look at all these staff members. They had more staff members than players.
Yeah.
And look at Billy Napier's building this monster staff.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be working very well.
No.
I was looking at that. They have three defensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. They have two co-coordinators, and then Ron Roberts is the executive defensive coach or whatever. I don't know what's going on there.
Stealing from Sports Talk, the executive lock of the week.
I guess so. But I just feel like Billy Napier has overthought this whole thing. It's just, it appears so.
Yeah, the results kind of bear you out on that one. All right, we got the injury report Wednesday night. I think as we discussed, Reese and Smith questionable, Bothwell out, Brennan Smith out. That could be an issue, I guess. You know, he's your backup center. But for State,
there's that big of a difference between him and
not
Kobe
really
Keenum.
Probably not. So for State, Reese and Smith, we'll see what happens on the Thursday injury report that will come out after we've recorded this podcast. But Robbie, from everything I've been told, both of those guys are trending to play this weekend, and especially with Reese, that's great news for Mississippi State if it does indeed go that way.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to continue to talk. My bad. Yes, it is. I think that which by the time this episode airs, we'll know. But the Thursday injury report, if it comes out and they're still questionable or they're probable or whatever, that gives you a very good indication of what's going to happen, I think. At this point, I would think that they would know whether or not they're going to play. I don't think their injuries are to the point where it's going to be a game-time decision. I really think they'll know one way or the other. Now, if one of them or both go to doubtful on Thursday, which is a trend we've seen with Lebby, starts people out on questionable – and then they'll either go to doubtful next or they'll go to probable or whatever. The next day, he usually adjusts it. So if that's what we see and they're probable for this game or questionable, I think if they're still questionable, that's trending well for them.
Yeah.
That's going to be good for Mississippi State. Having both of those guys back in the lineup and fairly healthy will go a long way. Isaac Smith is the leader of your defense. We haven't seen just he hasn't been just setting the world on fire, I guess. I mean, I think he's been fine. It's not like I look at it and, he's making every play out there, which I think speaks more about Mississippi State's defense right now.
Yeah.
But what you don't get when he's out there is the leadership piece. He's the guy with the microphone in his helmet or the speaker in his helmet. He's the one making the calls on defense. He's the veteran out there. So having him back on the defense only makes that group stronger. I think it was good to get Tony Mitchell those reps last game, and those were valuable for him to get all those reps that he's gotten, because he's going to be able to come in the ball game and spell Isaac or whoever and give you a pretty good lift there. And then for Reese, getting him back on the offensive line, I don't think you can measure just how big that is for the Bulldogs. They looked lost without him against Tennessee in the second half, and then against Texas A&M. They just did not look like the same team offensively. So that'll be massive too. They need both of those guys back this week, and we'll see what the injury report suggests for the next couple of days.
If those guys are back, if Mississippi State is at full health, I really like State's chances in this game. I've gone back and forth with this game all week, Robbie. It's just what I want to do when it comes to prediction time. I feel like I've settled where I want to be. I think the biggest thing for State is I feel like they'll be able to run the football. I feel like that's going to be a constant throughout the year. Every game I go into now, I think, well, they'll be able to run the football. If they have Reese, they'll figure some things out in the passing game. But the main thing to me is just this. This is just not a good Florida team. My thoughts about this game circle almost a lot more about what I think of Florida than what I think of Mississippi State. I feel like if I'm down on Mississippi State, it's I'm letting fandom seep into that. State has played better this year than Florida has. Florida has not been impressive one single game. Even their win over Texas, they weren't exceptionally impressive. They were good on defense in that game. They got six sacks, but I thought Texas played terribly that day.
Yeah.
And for me, with State, I feel like if State plays its best game, they're very capable of going in there and winning this game. I wouldn't say comfortably, but I would say that they can control this game, I think.
We may look like idiots on Sunday, and that's fine. We do
you look like idiots every other day, Robbie. What's Sunday going
to be? The 9.5 spread just seems kind of wild to me.
Yeah.
And again, like that, they might lose by 10 or more. I don't know, but I don't understand the confidence that Vegas has in Florida right now, especially with all the stuff circling around Billy Napier. I mean, the smoke is like we're starting to see a brush fire now. I don't think there's any question that this is the end for Billy Napier at this point. There's so much out there that it's hard to believe that there's not something behind the scenes, because Florida is one of those places where, like, when things are happening, it gets pretty loud. They have a lot of people that talk. behind the, in the inner circle or whatever, whether it's their boosters or former coaches or whatever, they talk a lot. They
Well,
air
that's how you
their dirty
get a
laundry a
secret
lot.
meeting leaked out
Yeah.
the way they did.
And I mean, you got people from USA Today and places like that. I mean, this isn't like bloggers that are calling this out. This is, reputable journalists. So it appears that this stuff is in motion. It's about to happen. With that, all that in mind, like I can see your point of view on it that you said, like you could see it sparking the team. But at this point, from what we've seen with Florida under Billy Napier for the majority of his tenure there, and especially this year, how can you have, as a person that's spending money on this game, how can you have that much faith in them? And maybe it's the Mississippi State thing. Maybe Mississippi State hadn't won an SEC ball game in 2 years. Maybe it's just that they believe that State's just not capable of winning an SEC game on the road right now. But to me, it boils down to how does State execute, especially early on in this game. I don't think it's a Florida thing. Like I think State is capable of going head to head and both of these teams playing well and State winning a ball game.
That's a good point.
So if that's the case, if I believe that to be true, and I do, then if State executes and State plays a really good ball game and they're doing their job early, like I think that they can do, I think this Florida team is going to lay down. If they get punched in the mouth early, I think they'll lay down. That's the key in this game to me, and I mentioned it yesterday. State has got to come out and get a good start in this because that is a fan base that is going to enter the stadium, and their priorities in that game for a lot of them is the first thing that goes wrong, we're booing Billy Napier.
Yeah,
We're
you feel like they
going to
want
send a
that.
message to Scott Strickland to get this done because we've been there. We've experienced it. We've watched it at Mississippi State with coaches before. The minute something goes wrong, when this fan base is irritated and they're frustrated with things, you start to hear the boo birds. We saw it with Mike Leach. People were booing like the
Oh,
product that
yeah.
Mike Leach had in 2022, and that was a 9-win team. So that is a place that is a lot like these rabid fan bases in the SEC. When things are bad, the stadium will turn. State has got to force that into happening. They've got to force the negative stuff early, have people shouting on the sidelines back and forth, make them quit. That's what State's got to do on Saturday. That's the mindset they have to have.
You made a really good point in there, in my opinion, which is if both of these teams play their absolute best, I think State's best is better than Florida's right now. I think State is a better overall team. The problem is that State's weakness that they have, that offensive line, it spills into everything else. But if they can just get average offensive line play, if the State plays its best game, they can win this game no matter what Florida does. I really and honestly do believe that. But if State plays a poor game, then yeah, they're gonna lose, and there's no getting around that.
And the stats bear that out. I mean, I know that they've played a tougher schedule to this point, I think, but the stats between these two teams are very similar in a lot of ways. And State has the upper hand in a lot of things. I was just looking at the statistical breakdowns here that Florida just put on their game notes, and they have an upper hand in passing offense, Florida. They have an upper hand in total defense by 20 yards per game. Their rush defense is better than Mississippi State's, and they protect the quarterback better. And that's it. Mississippi State has a better offense statistically. They score more points. They are a better rushing team by 53 yards. Florida averages 130 yards rushing a game. That's 14th in the SEC. Passing efficiency is better. State takes care of the football better. They turn the football over more. Their scoring defense is even. They're both the same in scoring defense. Passing defense, Mississippi State is better by 30 yards per game. State's passing defense is shockingly fourth in the SEC and 25th nationally, which if if you told us that preseason, we would laugh in your face.
Yeah.
That's been the most amazing thing with this team. So, anyway, if you look at the statistics, Mississippi State is ahead in most categories with Florida. They have the better offense, I think, the better offensive scheme. Now, DJ Lagway is a better quarterback tools-wise than Blake Chapin. And he's been better the last 2 weeks than he was the previous four games. He's gotten healthy. He's starting to look more like the five-star quarterback that he was billed to be. He has the potential to go off in this game. That's going to be the battle to me is Mississippi State's pass defense versus Florida's pass offense. Because the Florida passing offense the last 2 weeks has been different than it was the first few games. And they've done that against some really good defenses. So I don't really know. I think that Mississippi State right now, the way that they're set up is a more well-rounded team in how they played. Florida's been a little more volatile. They're more talented. There's no doubt about it. They're more talented. But it's kind of a it's really disjointed what they're doing right now, and you have a coach that's on the hot seat and is on the verge of being fired. How does that affect this team on Saturday? Because you know that they've been talking about it within those walls this week. They can't hide that. They can't push that to the side in this era, and where social media is so prevalent. There's no way that they're able to push that to the side. So it's being talked about. And you know, how locked in are these coaches is another thing. You know, if that's the thing that I'm watching in the first quarter on Saturday is what does it Florida look like coming out of the locker room, and how does Mississippi State take advantage of it one way or the other? So if they come out fired up, you have to stay in the fight and you have to keep punching them until you get them to lay down.
Yeah.
If they come out and they don't have that energy about them and they're sluggish, you need to knock them out. You need to go score touchdowns and get stops and get turnovers and continue to pour it on because they're playing at home. If this was being played at Mississippi State, I would take State by two touchdowns. But it's been played in the swamp and it's being played in a tough environment. And these guys, they could very well come out and play spirited football and inspired football. We just won't know until we see it. There's two ways this game can go from Florida. And until we actually see it, there's no way for us to know what that looks like.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything we're leaving out here at this point. You know, I think we've talked about the offensive line. Florida's receivers are quite good. This will be a good test for Kelly Jones and Diego Brumfield. They've been up to the tests for the most part. I mean, Craver had a decent game against Mississippi State, but it wasn't the kind of game he's been having.
It was a couple of explosives that
Couple
made up most
explosives.
of his yards.
Yeah. You know, by and large, you know, I feel like the matchups are good for State. It's just going to be a question of how the offensive line holds up. But if it does, yeah, I feel like State has a great chance to come away with a victory here. Let's move into our playmakers and prediction. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District, and of course, the Older Brother right next door to each other. Two fantastic restaurants that both Robbie and I have been known to frequent. You have a better than 50-50 chance any day of the week to find one of us in there. And honestly, you got a better like a 25% chance they were both in there. Yeah, like a and if
You
yeah.
have like a 33 and three-thirds chance.
Repeating percent chance that I'm eating chicken Chipotle tacos at Two Brothers.
A sacrifice.
At Sacrifice. So, if you want to be a genetic freak like me, then you look there it is. Look at that. I need to get the chain mail thing. I need to start
Oh
with.
yeah. I don't know if you knew this or not, but his son plays football for Jacksonville State.
Yes, I did know that. Yes.
And I forget who retweeted it, but somebody retweeted him on my timeline today. He scored a touchdown and did the.
Oh, he did the. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love seeing that. That makes me
That was
so
a touchdown
happy.
celebration.
I'll have to check that out. You need to check out Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And speaking of Two Brothers, the Steiners. And
Yes. The
the
original
older
two
brother.
brothers.
And Rick was the older brother. There you go. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah, brother.
Need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, there's that phalange there. Watch out. Watch out for that. The good Lord. All right, calm down over there. Anyway, when you you need a new copier or a new printer, call Advantage Business Systems today. Because not only are you going to get the copier that you want, you're going to get service after the sale. They're going to take care of you long after the purchase is made. They're in Mississippi, you're in Mississippi. If you have a problem, if you give them a call, they can get to you a lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, Maroon & Co. is the place to go for Mississippi State merchandise. Nobody with a bigger or better selection in the city of Starkville than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white, everything interlocking and state script, they've got it at Maroon & Co. If you're looking for great gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to get it. Shop in-store or online at maroonandco.com and use our promo code THUNDER15 to take 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. I don't know what they are, but regardless of all that. Before you go to your next game at Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Guys, if you are doing anything around the house this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is a must because whatever you're doing, they've got the tool to help you make it do it better. If you got house repair projects, they've got an incredible selection of power tools from all of the top name brands. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, John Deere, they are your platinum John Deere dealer in North Mississippi. They have got you taken care of with some great deals. 0% financing up to 60 months in some cases. But whatever it is you're doing around your house this weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has something that makes your job easier, better, and more fun to do. Check them out. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. If you have just come and do some property and you're thinking, how am I going to manage the timber there? I've got to get these trees cut down. I've got to get my land looking the way I want. You need to call Good Hope Land and Timber today and put their years of experience and their incredibly trained and qualified staff to work for you. What are you doing on the property right now? Are you planning a final harvest? Are you thinning a stand? Are you managing your forest for the long term? Whatever it is, Good Hope Land and Timber can maximize your return while protecting your land. You don't have to trust me. Trust the number of people who have been working with Good Hope Land and Timber for the past few years. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Playmaker time, Robbie Faulk. Who are we taking on the offensive side of the ball?
I'm going with Devon Booth. I think that with Fluff Bothwell out, you're probably going to see 18 to 25 carries for Booth. They're going to lean heavily on him. I think we will see a lot of Xavier Gayton in this game, but they're going to want to feed him for the most part to lean on their veteran back. And I think State's going to have to run the football in this ball game to succeed offensively. They're going to have to, draw the defense in and to be able to hit those big shots down the field. And it's also going to help with Blake Shapen as well. So I think Devon Booth is absolutely massive in this game for the Bulldogs. And I think he's going to rush for over 100 yards. And if they're going to win the game, it's going to be in large part thanks to what he did.
So I agree with everything you just said. 100% agree that Devon Booth is going to play a huge role. But for me, State's best games this year, and when they've been at their best, is when they get those long passing plays. And so I'm going to go for an offensive playmaker. I'm going to go to Brennan Thompson on this one. Didn't get much done. Did have a touchdown catch against Texas A&M. But he's been chomping at the bit here. I think he has a big game against this Florida team. I don't know how much I really buy into the Florida pass rush. I know they had a great game against Texas. But in the other five games they play, they've had 3 sacks total. So I think State's going to have some opportunities to hit those deep balls. That's where Brennan Thompson thrives. Could see 5-6 catches out of him today on Saturday, 100-plus yards and another score. Brennan Thompson is who I'm going to go with for my my offensive playmaker. What do you say defensively?
Defensive playmaker, I'm going to go with Zachary Tillman.
Oh, I like that.
He's been a factor in the passing game. We've seen him intercept a pass. We've seen him break up a pass or two. He's been a factor in the run game. He's gotten after the quarterback. I think he's going to be one of those that's flying around the field on Saturday making plays. I think Isaac Smith's going to have a good game returning back to the field too. But Zachary Tillman is going to be the guy that I think makes the plays on the defensive side of the ball to lead them to a win.
As you know, I'm a mark for Zachary Tillman, so
Yes.
I will not have a problem with that pick whatsoever. I just made it the prediction a couple minutes ago, talking about that receiver versus cornerback matchup. Kelly Jones did have a pick last time out against Texas A&M. I'm going to put him down for another one here. I think, you know, Lagway has been a turnover machine early in the I say early, we're halfway through. In this season, he has not protected the football the way that he needs to. I think he puts one up that Kelly Jones can get his hands on, and that's going to be a big play for Mississippi State. Kelly Jones is going to be my defensive playmaker. What about an X factor?
I'm going to the other side of that cornerback room, Diego Broomfield,
Okay.
for my X factor. I think he comes up with a big pass deflection, interception, something like that. I think he's going to make a play in this game that helps swing it for Mississippi State, in large part because I think Kelly's going to do a good job keeping the ball from coming his way, and they're going to try to attack Diego Broomfield a little more. I think he makes a big play in this game.
Like that. I'm going to the offensive side of the ball for mine. You already mentioned Devon Booth. I think, yes, he's going to have a big day, but that complimentary piece has to be there, and that's going to be Xavier Gayton. I think he's been chomping at the bit to get on the field and get his real opportunity. I think he gets it on Saturday. They're going to put the ball in his hands a number of times, and I think he's going to have a big play. He's got the athleticism, the elusiveness, the explosiveness to bounce outside on a run and turn that into a big play for Mississippi State. I think Gayton's been waiting for this opportunity, and he's going to take full advantage of it on Saturday and get a big play for the Bulldogs. It is prediction time, my friend. I feel like we're both on the same page here. We might not get called out this week. Am I right?
Yeah, we'll still probably get called out for not predicting a three touchdown win.
Ah, well. What do you got?
I'm gonna go with State. It's kind of crazy with a team that's lost 13 or 14 straight SEC games predicting a road win in that type of environment. But I just feel like it hinges a lot on the fact that Florida is kind of a disjointed mess right now, and I think that State has been pretty good at starting off games well. I think they've had the lead and lead first in every game this year.
Yeah, they scored a touchdown on the opening drive of the first, what, five games, and then they didn't score a touchdown, but they were up 3-0 on Texas A&M.
Yeah, technically didn't score a touchdown on the first drive against Tennessee, but they got the fumble and then
Got
went
it
to
back,
score.
yeah.
But yeah, the State has been really good at scripting that first possession. I think they get a touchdown on the first drive. I think they Well, I don't think. I hope they get a touchdown the first drive and then a three and out. If you do that, I think they're off to the races. I really believe that Florida is going to come out and be negatively impacted by this Billy Napier stuff. So for that reason, I'm predicting Mississippi State to win. I'm going to say Mississippi State 27, Florida 17. They're flipping the Vegas odds.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you've got. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. I think State's going to win this football game. I if you go back to June and July, I didn't predict State to win this game, but this was always one I said they could win. I just wanted to see what Florida and Mississippi State look like at this point in the season. And at this point in the season, Mississippi State looks like a better football team than Florida. Now, this is definitely a game that could go either way. It's even a four outcome game. Florida could easily win this game by 20 plus points. Mississippi State could come out and just roll Florida. It could absolutely happen, but I think State gets it done. I'm going to go a little closer than you, though. I'm going to go Mississippi State wins this one 24-21. Close game, goes deep into the fourth quarter, but the Bulldogs find a way to get the win on the road. If that's the case, we'll have a very interesting show for you on Sunday. And if it's not, we'll still have an interesting show for you one way or the other. The show will be interesting. We'll talk to you guys again on Sunday after this one wraps up and get you ready for another week of Mississippi State sports here on the podcast. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.